You are now entering the very world of Milton Jones.
Good evening, I'm Milton Jones. My grandparents' names were Pearl and Dean. But of course we just knew them as Gran and Grandpapa, Papa, Papa, Papa. Computerized banking, that's amazing, isn't it? Wow. I mean, these days they can clear a check in all 4 days. The police keep saying to me, we've got a dossier on you. But why a French tramp? Difficult, isn't it, when you're in France to know whether to use vous or tu. I've seen this little old lady knitting in the town square a couple of times. I went over and I said, voulez-vous crochet avec moi? So here I am then, an actor at the Cannes Film Festival. What a fantastic job. Now wash the windscreen, sir.
S'il vous plaît.
Some of the unemployed actors here try and wash windscreens in different film styles. You know, film noir, Ealing comedy. I'd always ask for Commedia dell'arte. You know, where they slap their thighs and do backward somersaults. Especially when you accelerate quickly at them. No, I didn't mean you. Suddenly my life is flashing before my eyes. I've done this before. Here comes the angel to take me through the tape of my life. I wonder what she'll be like this time.
Ah, bonjour, Milton. Dites alors, sacré bleu, quel dommage.
Are you French?
Is that the problem?
No, not every British person has a narrow-minded view of the French. So what are you doing here? Selling onions?
Ah, don't say that. Come here, let us start as we mean to go on.
Sorry, I've got lipstick all over you now.
No matter. Let us try and make this tape one big epic adventure. You are the director.
The director's cut?
Exactement.
No, I hurt my hand falling over. You've got a cast, haven't
you? Ha! Art cannot wait. The life of Milton Jones. Take one. Action.
Okay. Blank screen. Caption. New Delhi, 1964.
Okay.
No. 1964. My dad opened a new delicatessen in Swansea.
No. Who will buy a cheese slice?
Oh, don't fancy that. No.
Congratulations, Gareth. You have a son.
Excellent. He will follow me into the sliced meat trade. He will make sure the family name will never die out.
I don't think there's much chance of that, Mr. Jones.
No, I mean the family name of Milton. It was on my mother's side.
A maiden name?
No, she had it tattooed on her side.
I'm here with Milton Jones. We're making a fantastic cinema experience with the highlights of his life. For example, at an early age, you mixed with many children who later went on to become big stars.
Oh, yes. Arnold Schwarzenegger. He used to be a bit of a sissy. We'd often go round to his house and we'd all pretend to be different classical composers. Billy, you be Tchaikovsky. I'll be Mozart. Arnie?
I'll be Bach.
I also used to go round to play at Hugh Grant's house.
You.
So do you want to change all your letters or are you fed up playing Scrabble?
Thanks, cheers.
When I got home, I remember my uncle Obi-Wan Kenobi poking me with cutlery.
Can you feel the fork?
But Milton, I insist you tell me how you became involved with le cinema.
Our next door neighbor was a projectionist.
Milton, go to the cinema!
I got a job there, but I was demoted to an usher. Picture, if you will, a man in a large hat in the front row of the auditorium singing to himself and eating crisps.
What happened?
I was asked to leave.
And yet, you persisted with your dream. When you left school, you attempted to join the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art.
But by mistake, I did a course in radar. Clumsy, they used to call me.
Who did?
My colleagues at Air Traffic Control. I remember my last day.
Hello, Milton. Welcome to the first day of your new job. This is your chair, and here's your radar screen.
How many levels are there?
Sorry?
And how many lives do you get?
Look, I'm rather busy. Can you just take over?
This is Alitalia Flight AZ 252 requesting clearance to land. Over.
This is London Heathrow. Milton Jones speaking. Okay, the weather is overcast, 13 degrees centigrade, and here's Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Repeat, please, over.
You've got bandits at 3 o'clock. Repeat, bandits at 3 o'clock. Just kidding.
This is American Airlines, flight AA132, requesting permission to land.
Permission denied. Go back to America.
Milton, what do you think you're doing?
Hang on. Flight BA116, can you ascend to 14,000 feet immediately?
Roger.
Alitalia down to 7,000.
What's going on? Look at the blips on the screen.
I know. I've done it. I've drawn a picture of a doggy.
This is the film of the life of Milton Jones. So, how did you get into France?
Ah, at school, French was very much my forte.
Your forte?
That's right. I remember before our French oral exam, we were told on no account to speak any English. Bonjour, monsieur.
Ah, bonjour. C'est vous? Comment appelez-vous?
Je m'appelle Milton Jones.
Bon, alors. Oh, Jones, I'm having some sort of attack.
Pardon?
Help, please, help.
Pardon, monsieur. En français, s'il vous plaît.
Jones, this is a serious boy.
Je ne comprends pas.
Help. I'm fading, Jones.
J'aime aller à le cinéma. Et le football.
Aidez-moi.
Pardon?
Aidez-moi.
Pourquoi? Monsieur, qu'est-ce que c'est? Bon, alors, la dernière vacances, je visite à Aberystwyth.
I cannot believe the way you speak French.
Thank her. Later, I got a job as a translator for English children in a French kindergarten.
La 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 la.
While I was working here, I found out that the father of one of the little girls in the class was a Hollywood casting director. She said, "I'm going to make you a star," and she did, out of tin foil. But my imagination had been fired, and by this time, so had I. You know, people always say they remember exactly where they were when they found out that Kennedy was shot. Well, I'll tell you, I'll never forget it. I was sitting in the cinema watching the film JFK. You see, on arrival in Hollywood, I started work immediately. I was an extra in the crowd in the scene where the president is inaugurated. We were told to improvise our reaction, but for some reason they cut me out of the final version.
And action!
So I say to you, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Thank you, Mr. President.
We love you, sir.
Way to go, sir.
We love you, sir.
Don't go to Dallas, Mr. President. You might get shot in the head.
So, I am here watching excerpts from The Fantastic Life of Milton Jones.
After that, I enrolled at a stage school where we learned acting and singing at the expense of spelling and grammar. You may have heard our hit single, "Fam, I'm Wanting to Be Living Am Forever." You see, I'd often dreamed about being at school with the Hollywood stars of tomorrow.
Ah, I have that dream right here. Oh, and you're taking the register.
Bardo?
Why?
Bogart?
Yeah.
Brando? Alan?
Yeah, sorry, can I just interpose a slight concept to this, Jim? Sorry. See, I really think I ought to be at the top of the list.
Yes, I'll sort it out later. Depp?
There's Johnny.
Thank you, Nicholson. Farrow?
Yeah, I guess I'm here.
Depp, can I just say at this point that I never touched her satchel?
Fonda?
I don't think I can be any fonder after what we've been through together.
Jane Fonda?
Yeah.
Hoffman?
Aw.
Lassie? and the Queen. Yes, get off the tricycle, please. It'll end in tears.
I'm sorry.
No, I didn't mean you, Potter. Rickman?
Yes, I brought some dead friends round to watch some videos. And if you object, I shall have to cancel at Christmas.
Streak?
Yes, I'm here.
Say it properly, please.
Yes, I am here.
Use your normal voice.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Right, now it's time for a drama lesson.
Whoopi.
I need to be sarcastic.
No, you left me out for the register. Whoopi Goldberg. And I see that in your spare time, you wrote a screenplay with the idea of helping children to learn maths.
Yes, it was called Pulp Fraction. So, you know what the funniest thing about fractions is?
What?
Okay, how many quarter pounders make a whole one?
Well, four, I guess.
Right, four. But in Europe, they make it a royale with threes.
No way.
Yeah.
So who are these numbers we're cancelling out today?
They've been fooling around with Marcellus's other half. Now he wants them out of the equation.
Man, that's one figure they shouldn't have messed with, you know? When you cross him, he gets really irrational.
You remember what they did to the last guy who did that?
Oh, yeah, they turned him upside down, man, and he had to start a new life as a decimal. Okay, this is their pad. Let's erase them.
Why do you think film companies didn't pick up on the idea?
Probably because I went for the lowest common denominator.
But then you had a cinematic revelation. You had a real-life brief encounter with a woman at the railway station.
Ah, yes. The train is coming now. Goodbye. I'm rather afraid I'm never going to see you again.
Why?
Because you're standing a bit close to the line.
And that inspired you to remake the original film?
Yes, but to cut costs, I combined it with a remake of another more recent film.
What did you call it?
Brief Encounters of the Close Kind.
I simply can't believe that an ordinary Englishman like me has met someone as beautiful and perfect as you on a perfectly ordinary English railway station. I know it could never work, separated as we are by such a distance, but I love you, and I have to hear you say that you love me. Yes, I do have to hear you say it in English, yes.
I'm sorry, Milton. My universal translating device was switched off. Of course, I love you. I love you terribly, terribly much.
Oh, if only I didn't have to go back to my wife and use your podmaster. I'm sorry. I've upset you. There's a tear in your eye.
Which one?
Second row, third from the left.
Thank you.
I rather think I might have one of these buns. They look awfully good. Do you want something?
Don't they have Arcturian bloodworm casserole?
No, but they do have a cherry bakewell.
Lovely.
Train now at platform 3 is the 12:15 to the planet Kral, calling at Zebulon 351, Betelgeuse, Talos 4, Death Vortex, and Bristol Temple Meads.
Next, my train. I must transport.
Oh, my darling. I have to shut the door now. Mind your tentacle.
I love you. I always will. I shall never forget you.
Goodbye, darling. Goodbye.
Yeah, mister, was that what I thought he was? That was incredible.
Yes, I know, Sonny Jim. Amazing, isn't it? You hardly ever see a 644 wheel configuration on the Flying Scotsman.
I finally got it right with the last version. Close Encounters of the Brief Kind.
Look, aliens where?
Oh, you just missed the post.
Back in Hollywood, you filled in between acting jobs by freelancing as a plastic surgeon.
Now, Mrs. Hilliard, we've only just taken the bandages off your husband's head.
Well, let me see him, Doctor.
His injuries were so severe, we've had to rebuild his face by looking at old photographs.
Oh, his head. It's tiny.
Hmm. On reflection, perhaps I should have got some enlargements done.
And why is he all blurry around the edges?
I don't know, it's your camera. Don't worry, soon you'll hardly even notice.
What, do you mean he'll get better?
No, but this oval sticker should cover it.
You British are so British. Why do you never let go of your emotions?
Was the noise that once awoke me. My grandfather often mistook his inhaler for his loudhaler. I remember being a bit worried when once under his bed I found a giant piece of tarpaulin. Because he always said he was going to leave me something for a rainy day.
He was one of your influences?
Yes. My grandpapa, papa. He was a children's entertainer. He carried on till he just couldn't do it anymore.
Hello, children.
Hello.
I can't hear you.
Hello.
No, I still can't hear you.
Hello.
No, I'm starting my sight's going as well now, see?
Entertainment was in the family. My uncle was a trapeze artist. Until one day, he dropped all his paints. Then he went on to develop a slightly more bizarre act.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Jack of all trades, master of nuns. Go on, sister! Go on!
Since leaving the circus, he's gone on to have even less success as a fisherman. Probably because he still insists on working without a net.
Now, come on. Come on, this is supposed to be an epic film adventure. Why don't you pitch me some film ideas?
Okay. I'm standing on top of a hill in Africa with Michael Caine.
It's Lulu. Thousands of Lulus.
All right, here's another. Sir, I have offered you a room with a view, and I would insist most strenuously that you put me down.
Listen, I've been all over Poxy Florence, and I can't find her. Now, you're a posh man, but you're out of shape. So, I'll ask you one more time. Where is she?
What was that?
That was Get Helena Bonham Carter.
But tell me, you did actually get to make your own low-budget movie.
Yes, it was about a family of bees and their matter transporter called Kids I Shrunk the Honey. But we had a problem with our distributors.
Yes, I see before you they'd only done three newspapers. Mm.
And we found all our films in a sack at the bottom of a canal. But our next film was inspired by French cinema.
Ah, at last.
Basically, it's the story of two insects who meet in a field. It's called A Moth in Provence.
I'm so glad you're here, Mademoiselle Moth. It's a beautiful evening, no?
Bonsoir, monsieur.
I have often seen you in the field. I brought you some flowers.
Oh, thank you. They taste lovely.
Look, I don't want you to feel under any pressure, but I'm a mayfly.
I don't understand.
I only live for a day.
Oh, one of those 24-hour bugs.
Wait. But you see, I want us to get together.
But you are a mayfly and I am a moth. Our families would never agree.
They don't need to know. It's nearly dark, for goodness sake.
My parents weren't born yesterday.
Oh, mine were.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm just not attracted to you.
But I don't understand. I went to such a lot of effort. I made you a romantic dinner, everything. Why did you come?
It was the candles.
Am I right in saying it's bombed at the box office?
Almost. Some of the box offices were bombed. Huge planes.
No. Stop there. I find that quite upsetting, actually. You see, my father was in many fires.
He was a fireman?
No, French lorry driver.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I am working on a remake of the Tarzan story.
Tarzan? Ah, I'd love to hear it.
So, Tarzan, take me through it one more time. A plane crashed in the jungle, only a baby survived, and you were brought up by sloths. Tarzan? And what are sloths like?
Well, you know, sit around all day.
But physiologically, you are human. All your sloth-like behavior is conditioning.
What?
Help! I'm being attacked by a leopard!
Stop. Bad leopard thing. Where is it?
For goodness sake, it's not real.
Lost a really bad eyesight.
You're pathetic. How can you still be lord of the jungle?
I don't know. I'm just going to have a little nap, all right?
Formidable. Tarzan of the sloths. I can't believe you weren't signed up by any of the major film companies.
No, well, I don't like signing things. Listen to this.
Mr. Jones, that's all done, isn't it? That's the point in the new wall in the coving. Can I prevail upon you for the check?
Certainly. Do you have a pen?
There you go.
Thanks. Here we go.
What are you doing?
I'm writing it ridiculously slowly. I'll be back later.
Well, when are you going to finish it then?
Well, definitely by the end of next week. You know how it is. Oh, down tools. I've just got to go and finish another check that I'm writing on another job. As I look back on my life, I wish I'd been able to do something that would have affected the course of history.
Well, there's a special treat. I can show you that.
Fall forward, drifting to the right a little. Kicking up some dust. Contact height. Tranquility base here. The Eagle has landed.
We're here! We're here! Yippee! Where's the flag?
Milton, I'm not going to go through all this again. Mission Control made me the commander. I'm more familiar with the geology, I've had more training in the simulator, and I'm going out first.
I fancied it first. Before we even took off.
Did not.
Did so?
Did not.
Did.
Stop that and let me through.
What's that behind you? It's a moon monster.
I am not falling for that.
I know. Let's toss a coin.
Oh, all right. Here's my lucky quarter. Go on.
L.A.'s. Perhaps that wasn't such a good idea.
Look, just put on your helmet and let me open the hatch.
What about scissors, paper, stone?
Oh, go on, then.
One, two, three, now! I've got scissors.
Well, I've got stone. Stone beats scissors. There you go.
Not in this case.
Hmm?
What's that? Don't worry, Neil. I won't be long. I might even bring you back some rock.
So now you have fallen on hard times, and this is where we find you. No, hold on. I thought you'd actually been in several blockbusters.
I have. Swansea, Bristol, Clapham.
Milton, you must not be bitter.
I'm not. It's just that being a Hollywood celebrity means you can use your wealth for the benefit of mankind, but not all of them want to. I remember once being in Borneo with Clark Gable.
Thank you, sir, for giving us the source of hydroelectric power.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. You have to pay for it.
Oh, and I also like the idea of big stars doing tiny parts in my life. Coffee, please.
Ooh-ha!
Who was that?
Al Cappuccino.
Anything else? Why are you contorting yourself like that?
I love it when stories end with a strange twist.
Which brings us back to Cannes, and here comes the car heading straight for you.
Hang on, it can't end like this.
Well, okay, there's just time for some highlights of other people's lives where things go wrong for them too.
Hello, do you have any plastic buckets?
No, we only sell mud, snails and simple plant life.
Oh, sorry, I thought this was one of them temporary bargain shops.
No, this is everything under a pond.
And here's another one.
Oh, not Chinese food again, ma'am.
But we're Chinese. Well, I'm sorry about the way this story turned out. I've never seen anything like it. I tried to be very pleasant to you. You were rude to the French nation and you gave me nothing but your jokes.
But they're all tested in the South Pacific.
The car is coming back for you now, and not before time.
Goodbye. Or should I say, au pair? Thanks. A tramp came up to me the other day. He said, can you spare any money? I said, sorry, I haven't got any change, and he walked away. But you know, when I looked in my pocket, I actually didn't have any change. How often does that happen? Did you hear about that man who had a verruca? His foot went septic. Then his feet went gangrenous. Then he won 20 million on the lottery. Still, I wouldn't like to be in his shoes. No more time. Here comes the car. Hang on, it's not a car. It's a trailer. Granddad!
Milton, my boy, I didn't see you there. Hop in.
Thank goodness for that. I thought I was a goner.
Right there. If you want this to be a Hollywood film, we gotta change the ending. The boys gotta get the goya.
Hang on, it's not a car. It's a trailer. Granddad.
Milton, my boy, I didn't see you there. Hop in.
Thank goodness for that. I thought I was a goner.
Now this is where the boy gets the goya, right?
Right.
No, Milton, no. I didn't mean it. Wait, wait.
That was The Very World of Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones. It also starred Alistair McGowan and Melanie Hudson. The show was written by Milton Jones with Dan Evans, John Holmes and Andy Hurst, Mark Evans and James Barkman, and Tony Roach. The producer was David Tyler, and the program was a Positive production for the BBC.